This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States expects to announce additional aid to Ukraine at some point next week, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Friday, while announcing that President Joe Biden would host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday at the White House.
This will be their third meeting here at the White House, and it certainly comes at a critical time, as Russia desperately seeks help from countries like North Korea for its brutal war in Ukraine.
Zelensky is expected to meet with congressional leaders from both political parties while he is in Washington, Sullivan said. This year's United Nations General Assembly starts next week after a marathon month of summits and meetings. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
President Joe Biden will address the General Assembly on Tuesday morning, laying out U.S. priorities. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
He will address the General Assembly, where he will reaffirm our country's leadership in countering threats to international peace and security, protecting human rights, and advancing global prosperity and development.
With much on the line, the world's citizens will be looking to leaders to take action to improve their daily lives and safeguard their future. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The European Union has decided not to renew a ban on Ukrainian food imports heading to nearby countries. The move Friday sets up a clash with Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania and threatens European unity on supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. Poland said it will extend its own ban. The EU members have said food coming from Ukraine has become stuck within their borders. That's creating a glut that has driven down prices for local farmers. Poland's prime minister has reacted by saying that his government will extend its own ban on Ukraine grain. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden says his administration will try to help automakers and workers reach a deal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says nobody wants a strike.
But I respect workers' right to use their options under the collective bargaining system.
Saying while automakers are enjoying record profits.
Those record profits have not been shared fairly, in my view, with those workers.
The president says he appreciates that both sides continue working to reach a deal. He's sending acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu and senior advisor Gene Sperling to Detroit to lend support. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Thousands of migrants overwhelm Italy's Lampedusa, Reuters' Sean Hogan reports.
Lampedusa's migrant reception center is overwhelmed and overflowing. Designed to handle 400 people, it was housing an estimated 4,000 people on Wednesday. Meloni's government has impounded many charity rescue boats, banning them from conducting multiple rescues. Migration data analysis shows 90% of migrant boats arriving in Lampedusa in the last 3 months have come from Tunisia, the closest African country. Italy has sought to improve ties with Tunis, but a recent pact aimed at stemming the flow of migrants has had no immediate impact. A government source said the pact was still not being applied and that Rome was working with the EU to allow it to take effect.
Tens of thousands of climate activists around the world are marching, chanting, and protesting to call for an end to the burning of planet-warming fossil fuels as the globe suffers dramatic weather extremes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protests, driven by several mostly youth-led local and global climate groups and organizations, including Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future movement, is taking place in dozens of countries and in hundreds of cities worldwide. In Berlin, protesters chant, "We're here, we're loud, because you're stealing our future." One climate activist in Berlin tells the AP the federal government is doing far too little against the climate crisis, and at the same time is doing too little to protect and support people. Over the past few months, Earth broke its daily average heat record several times. According to one metric, July was the hottest month ever on record, and the Northern Hemisphere summer was declared the hottest too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S.-based pharmaceuticals company Johnson & Johnson is being investigated in South Africa for allegedly charging, quote, excessive prices for a key tuberculosis drug, but Betaquilane. South Africa's Competition Commission says J&J's Belgium-based subsidiary Janssen Pharmaceuticals is also under investigation. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.